Supreme Court opinion shakes Washington. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Politico reports they have received a leaked draft of a Supreme Court opinion on a Missouri abortion law, which seems to show a majority of the justices are ready to strike down Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion, reportedly calling that decision egregiously wrong from the start. Fox's Supreme Court correspondent Shannon Bream cautions.
Until it's signed off and it's issued from the court's office officially as an opinion of the court, it's not the real deal. So this is a draft, if it is legit, as I've been led to believe it is, from February, which means a lot of things could have changed. There could be justices who would read this and say, like, wow, this is sweeping. I'm not prepared to sign into something this sweeping. Or you could have five justices who've already said, this is something I will sign on to.
Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley, who clerked at the Supreme Court, says this unprecedented leak looks political.
I think this is plainly an attempt by the left to try and change the outcome in this case and corrupt the process. And the court must not allow that to happen.
Swift reaction on the steps of the high court. And from congressional leaders.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, in a joint statement with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, calling the reported ruling on abortion an abomination and one of the most damaging decisions in modern history, adding, quote, every Republican senator who supported Senator McConnell and voted for Trump justices, pretending that this day would never come, will now have to explain themselves to the American people. But Republicans like Utah Senator Mike Lee are calling for the opinion to be released as soon as possible, telling Fox News at night,
if you allow this to sit out there, you're allowing this kind of tactic to work.
Typically, court opinions are released in late June.
Fox's Sean Lanchel. Fox News cannot independently verify the Politico reports. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden will be on the road today to inspect some of the weapons helping to defend Ukraine.
President Biden is headed south to Alabama today. He's scheduled to visit an assembly plant operated by Lockheed Martin in Troy. This is the facility that builds the Javelin missile, which is sold to the U.S. government by the defense contractor and what has proven to be a key weapon the U.S. is giving Ukraine as that country continues to defend itself against Russian invaders. It's caused the supply of Javelin missiles to dwindle, and there has been talk of invoking the Defense Production Act to facilitate making more. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Still no sign of the Alabama corrections officer or the murder suspect she apparently helped free from jail last Friday. The U.S. Marshals Service now offering a $10,000 reward for information that will help them locate the pair. California's population in 2021 shrank for the second year in a row, according to a new estimate from the California Department of Finance, which says the state lost 117,552 people last year, giving a population of just over 39 million residents, still far ahead of Texas, which is the second most populous state, to Midwestern states deciding they've got to draw the line someplace.
Almost 200 years after its founding, in Michigan's border with Indiana remains surprisingly uncertain, creating problems for police investigating traffic accidents and residents resolving property disputes, and prompting the Michigan State Senate, if approved by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, to establish a commission to meet with a similar and already approved commission in Indiana, using state-funded surveyors to finalize the state's boundaries. Very few changes are expected. Michigan's border with Ohio and Wisconsin have also been revisited. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And in Washington, I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.